From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The opposition Syrian Democratic Forces has launched an operation to capture areas north of Raqqa, the Syrian de facto capital of Islamic State. A senior commander told VOA his forces, including Kurdish YPG units, is advancing from three directions. Russia's foreign minister, during a visit to Uzbekistan, said Moscow is prepared to coordinate efforts with Kurds and the U.S. coalition to liberate Raqqa, but a Pentagon spokesman rejected that idea. In Washington, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner spoke of ongoing U.S. support of the SDF.
We do continue to work and support the efforts of the Syrian Democratic Forces to retake territory from Daesh and further isolate its transportation, communications, supply routes into Raqqa in order to really choke off their hold on that city.
Toner said U.S. priorities are twofold: destroy the Islamic State and end the 5-year civil war by putting in place a cessation of hostilities and jump-starting a political process leading to a transition. The U.S. envoy to the Great Lakes region, Tom Perriello, told VOA Tuesday the first round of talks to end Burundi's political crisis was a positive step forward.
I think a lot of credit goes to the facilitator, former President Mkapa, for being able to get the government to come to the table, some of the opposition to come to the table, and make a very public commitment to continue hearing from all of those who were not present. He's really set a tone of listening to all sides and has put the substance of the talks ahead of the pomp and circumstance of the talks.
The first round lasted 4 days in the northern Tanzanian city Arusha. The talks aimed at ending protests and politically motivated violence surrounding the controversial decision a year ago by President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a third term. The next round of talks expected in the third week of June. This is VOA News. Iraqi security forces are said to have completely encircled the western Iraqi city Fallujah on the second day of an offensive to retake the city held by Islamic State. Some 100,000 civilians are believed to still be inside the city. Residents there reported sporadic shelling of the city center. The mayor of the nearby town of Garma said Iraqi security forces are clearing mines and booby traps after liberating that town from IS Monday. The Afghan Taliban has chosen a successor to its late leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, killed in a U.S. drone strike in southwest Pakistan. Reports say Haibatullah Akhundzada has been tapped as leader, while Sirajuddin Haqqani and Mullah Yaqub have been designated his deputies. Tuesday, Pakistan's interior minister said he could not confirm with certainty Mansour had been killed. Chaudhry Nizar Ali Khan said without specific verification, the government has no means of confirming the news. But he said such testing of the badly charred body has been completed. An announcement will be made soon. President Obama Monday announced the vehicle destroyed by a missile contained Mansour. The U.S. Defense Department said he was plotting specific imminent threats to U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned Tuesday that Ankara will scrap a landmark migrant readmission deal with the European Union unless the EU authorizes visa-free travel for Turkish citizens. Mr. Erdogan, speaking in Istanbul at the close of a 2-day UN humanitarian conference, said talks on the issue will be pursued, but if agreement is not reached, the parliament will not pass the legislation. Europeans agreed to supply nearly $7 billion in aid to Ankara to help the government process migrants forcibly returned to Turkey from Greece. Turkey linked the deal to visa-free travel, leading the UN and EU leaders to demand an array of Turkish human rights reforms. The Italian Coast Guard said some 3,000 migrants were saved Tuesday off the Libyan coast in nearly 24 rescue missions. It said more than 5,600 migrants have been rescued in the southern Mediterranean in the past 2 days, raising the number totally this year, brought to Italy to more than 34,000. Greek authorities removed some 2,000 people out of a makeshift camp at Idomeni on the Macedonian border. They're being taken to newly built, more permanent structures further inside Greece. Police said they expect the operation to be completed in 10 days. Macedonia closed its frontier in March. The migrants stayed on, hoping that they might one day be allowed to continue their journey deeper into Europe. Nigeria's central bank Tuesday adopted a more flexible rate for the country's currency as a way to stave off recession and boost growth. The West African country faces a host of economic challenges, including a weakened currency, the Naira. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.